This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The New Zealand shooter was a Muslim-hating leftist. I know. Hard to believe, right? Hard to believe that they exist because we're told that we're the Muslim haters. By the way, most conservatives I know don't hate Muslims. We hate when Muslims think they're going to come over and change our way of life. The same way we hate when black folks say, hey, you need to give me some special dispensation. The way we hate when women say, oh, I'm so oppressed in a country where women can be whatever they want to be. One just ran for president and thankfully didn't win. You know, the oppression that occurs for Latinos because we won't let them just run over into our border while we've got a legal immigration system. You know, that type of oppression. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. So, this Muslim-hating leftist who said, I love what China does, communism, which is what Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and most of the leftists believe in, which is some form of communism. He says, that's what I espouse to, that's what I believe works. Not capitalism. In fact, he blamed capitalism, saying that's part of the reason why he did what he did. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I bet you figured this guy for a card-carrying NRA member, right? A pro-Trump, Jussie Smollett-hating, empire-watching New Zealand redneck who decided to go into a mosque and do the shooting. But instead, it was somebody who has the same ideology of the tolerant leftists. The people that want you to believe that they are kumbaya and everybody talk and snap, 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 and let's all get along. The people that tried to kill Scalise at a softball game or baseball or whatever it was. That left. So what do we have? We have a tragedy. Now, we have dozens of Muslims killed in a mosque. I saw the video. It was absolutely horrendous. This dude went in, guns ablazing, automatic rifle, automatic weapon, not semi-automatic, automatic, an illegal weapon. Wasn't even supposed to have it. That's when you know he's a leftist. See, because people on the right, when we get firearms, we register them. We learn how to shoot them. We take gun safety classes. We tell our kids how to use them. We grow up in a culture of gun use for the right reasons. But you know what leftists do? They acquire weapons illegally so that they can do illegal things. And then you know what their crowd does after that illegal thing occurs? They make a big deal about the gun, the inanimate object. And then you know what else they do? They try to pin it on us somehow. It's got to come back to conservatism. It has to do with the NRA, right? An organization that does not exist in New Zealand. It is meant to protect that organization. The NRA is meant to protect the Second Amendment of the United States, not the whatever amendment of the New Zealand Constitution. Blaming capitalism, huh? Blaming the gun, because we know that's coming, right? Blaming any non-Muslim religion. Oh, specifically Christianity, right? I'm sure we're going to find out the guy was a hardcore Christian going to church, you know, preaching against the institution of Islam or whatever. Not at all. Anyway, it's a tragedy. And it's a tragedy that Democrats will try to exploit. But let me tell you something. It's your responsibility, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is your responsibility to go out there and push back on these narratives and say, hey, leftists, how about that lefty that just shot up the Muslims in New Zealand? How about you go get in somebody's face about this? Hey, how about you guys trying to make this guy conservative? Hey, I'm sure it was all about the gun or the gun laws. It could have prevented it, right? Oh, my goodness. You know what? It didn't occur in the United States. It was an illegal weapon in a place where they outlaw guns, at least those types. It had all the makings of everything that you wanted, and yet somebody like you leftists went into that mosque and shot up a bunch of Muslims. And you know what he said? He said, I hate conservatives. I don't want any part of conservatism. I hate corporate America. I hate blah, blah, blah. He's your guy. You own him. I know. Kevin, we want to keep it above, you know, keep it on the high ground. We don't want to go out there and you know, and rub it in their faces. Really? Well, good for you. Because let me tell you something. If you got kids or grandkids, they're going to rub it in their faces. And when they finally enslave your kids and grandkids, and hey, you're not going to care. You're going to be dead. So what do you care? Your job here is done. As a parent, as a guardian, as a protector, your job is done. You don't need to do anything more. You've just let this country get taken over by so-called progressives, and you've done your part, right? You're over. It's over for you. I was with a group of investors and stuff that I do, and you know what I loved about these folks? They got it. These are people in their 70s, in their 80s. They are accomplished people. I am sitting, I can't even tell you guys, I'm sitting in the lap of luxury looking out at the ocean at a dinner party. I'll be honest, if I'd had to pick up the check, it was a luncheon, I should say. If I'd had to pick up the check, I would have passed a kidney. It would have been like passing a kidney stone. Set up by a friend of mine, and every person, 12 of the most accomplished individuals on the planet, in this room, all of them looking at me saying, Kevin, we want to invest in you to stop the scourge that's happening in this country. I know. Holy mother of Candace Owens. Kevin Jackson's who they chose? Yeah, they chose me. And they said, you know what? You've convinced us. You may uniquely be the person that can make this happen. And I'm not letting them down. Because let me tell you something. It's too important. It's for your kids. It's for your grandkids. It's not even for mine. Mine could play the game. Them little Negroes could get out there and be, woo, they could be crying every day. They know how to cry. They know how to whine. My boys know how to play that game. If they wanted to play that game, man, we would be royalty in America. A Wharton grad, an SMU grad, a University of Texas grad, and a fourth one who is just as smart as his brothers. And I'm telling you, if I taught these boys how to be complete and utter leftists a la Jussie Smollett, we would own the freaking world, or at least a big part of it. We'd own large swaths of Africa, and you would have paid for it. So we are doing our part, because we're not succumbing to the other side. That's just a fact. Anyway, they own this shooter. You make sure they own it. We got a ton to talk about because there's some uh-ohs in this coup attempt from Donald Trump by the left. And there'll be some bad news for the Democrats this year, as I've told you many times.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have a suggestion, everybody. Let's get the Chicago Police Department to investigate Russian collusion. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jacks is here listening to KJRadio.com. I say this because at least Chicago PD figured out the Smollett case rather quickly. They didn't jump to conclusions. They treated Smollett like a victim until they figured out that he wasn't a victim, that he was denigrating not only the city of Chicago, he was denigrating the police department. He was making them use resources that were a lie. And as they got on the trail, they figured out who the real culprit was. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I believe Chicago PD could do a real service to the nation by helping Robert Mueller get out of his mess, by taking over the investigation and letting us know the real truth behind the Russian collusion. Because you want to know what it looks like? If it were a finely tailored suit when it started, which of course it wasn't, it would look like lint in the trap of your dryer by now. You would not be able to recognize Russian collusion if it were a beautifully crafted Italian suit.
The garment is so frattered and tattered and frayed, there's nothing you can do to recover it. It is over. It's been over for the better part of a year. Quite honestly, it was over before it started. And the fact that we are still talking about this without people being in prison, I find pretty incredible. Washington Examiner said this, former British spy Christopher Steele admitted that he relied on an unverified report on a CNN website for part of the Trump dossier, which was used as a basis for the investigation into Donald Trump. That right there should end everything. Everybody free. Manafort, Papadopoulos. I would go to Mueller and just punch him right in his big, fat, long, horse-looking face and say, I dare you to do something to me because this is double jeopardy, clown. According to deposition transcripts that got released last week, Steele said last year he used a 2009 report he found on CNN's iReport website and said he wasn't aware that submissions to the site are posted by members of the public and not checked for accuracy. So, he didn't do his job. He didn't. And by the way, he knew there was no Russian collusion with Donald Trump to begin with. I know, you know, whatever we want to talk about with this stuff is just fodder. It's meant to throw people off the scent. Because why does Steele want to check the authenticity? His job was to go out and create a story. If for example, if I went to you guys and said, hey, look, I want a story that says Hillary Clinton is gorgeous. She's always been. She gave up her dream to be a Paris model in order to marry Bill. If you want, you can find flattering stories about Hillary Clinton that would speak to that narrative. I know, as crazy as that sounds, old cankles, old big buttocks Hillary, who could, you know, was once a good-looking woman that could have been a model, I guarantee there's somebody out there that has written some drivel like that and would make you believe it. Now, in her defense, Hillary was a cute younger girl. Now, don't misunderstand me. She's always been a Tasmanian devil. You wouldn't want to marry her, okay? But she, if you were just passing by on college campus at some point, Hillary Clinton was a cute girl. But she was never runway model material. But if I type in Hillary Clinton model, well, the role model would come up. But eventually, you'll get to something that talks about how beautiful she was, how people were like, oh, Hillary, you could be such and such. Because that's what you can find on the internet. Now, if you go a little, you don't have to dig much deeper. Just peel back one version of the onion, and you know what you're going to find. Onion, you're going to find out that Hillary Clinton, not in her wildest dreams, with her little 5'3" frame and her, you know, roomy childbearing hips, was she ever going to be a model for anything other than a model for what you don't want your daughter to grow up to be? But Steele wasn't. He was what's the word I'm looking for? They essentially said, here's the story we want. We want Donald Trump tasked. He was tasked. Thank you. My brain caught up. He was tasked with putting together a story, a scenario against Donald Trump that tied him to the Russians. That's what he was told to do. And that's, if I don't care, go back and look at all the lines of, you know, okay, well, Steele then talked to Bruce Orr with Nelly or whatever his wife's name at Fusion GPS and all these other things. Put it together any way you want, and you know what you're going to come back with? Some stankety stank. That's what you're going to come back with. You're going to come back with the notion that all these people colluded to make this story legit, including the media, and the FBI ran with it under Crooked Comey at the behest of Barack Obama, who owed Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton a favor. And if we could ever get the real audio of this stuff, Democrats would never hold office again because people would understand just how crooked and how vile and conniving these people are. They would never hold office again. And this is what they're fighting for, folks. Democrats are fighting for their political lives. Make no mistake about it. They know what's at stake. We see it as, let's just get this over, man, so we can put some people in jail and move on. That it ain't that easy, because they realize that with the knowledge of what we would learn of what they did, you could not just move past this. It isn't that simple. The responsibility for truth, folks, lies with the Democrat-controlled leftist media, and they made sure that they shirked their responsibilities. Fake news vendors is what they are. And Donald Trump called them what they were. They fought him. They said, how do you call us fake news? That's pretty, that makes us feel bad or whatever. And Donald Trump said, I don't care. You're fake news, you little punks. And he kept punching them. He kept kicking them while they were on the school. They started a fight with him on the schoolyard. He punched them in the nose, watched them bleed. They tried to run away. He tripped them, and he started kicking them. And he's kicking them when they're down, because that's what you do when you are determined to expose the liars. I've told you many times, I ain't going to fight you. But you start the fight, I'm going to stomp the life out of you. And you know why people leave me alone when I'm out in public? Is because they know I'm not lying. If it's the last breath I take, it will be trying to peel your head off your shoulders. Donald Trump's not letting up. Kevin Jackson doesn't let up. You may let up when it's just you thinking about you. Okay, I don't want to be mean-spirited or whatever. Okay, great. But let me ask you, would you be mean-spirited in protecting your children or your grandchildren? I'm just asking. I know some old grandmas, and they aren't very tough. But if their grandchildren are in their care and you do something to them, they will go to blows. And it isn't about winning or losing. It's about you having the content of character to say, I know what right is. I will stand for right. And what we're witnessing here in this coup attempt was not right. And we're learning detail after detail. You can't just let Trump tweet. Trump tweets it and says, hey, look, guess what we found out? Christopher Steele says he used bogus data. Okay, great. It's bogus data for that. The trail of bogus is so obvious. Why are we still talking about it? Mueller, it's time to shut down the deal, and we should be loud and proud to say it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agrees to consider Virginia's plea to reinstate the life without parole sentence of a man who, as a teenager, participated in the D.C. sniper shootings that terrorized the area back in 2002. The justices say they will take up the state's appeal case of Lee Boyd Malvo, who was 17 when he was convicted in the D.C. sniper shootings. First Lady Melania Trump is chairing a White House meeting to learn more about youth programs at federal departments and agencies.
My focus has and always will be on our children, the next generation. They are our future doctors, nurses, firefighters, scientists, teachers, chefs, generals, just to name a few.
More than 20 departments and agencies belong to the group, which was established under President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The cat has jumped out of the bag, and it's a cat in the form of Christopher Steele, the man who issued the dossier on Donald Trump that was supposed to bring down Trump and connect him to the Russians with Russian collusion and so on and so forth. And as it turns out, Steele's just a liar, paid by a group of people who wanted to bring down Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know right now. I'm really not. There's been a revelation that was posted and a story posted in the Washington Examiner. But really, it's the periphery. It's everything around this story that I find interesting. Here's what I find most interesting. This is the Democrats finger wagging. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky moment yet again. And you know what they're doing? They are finger-wagging us. I did not fake a story about Donald Trump in order to make a coup against Donald Trump. They want us to believe that lie. Welcome, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. So what we have is a disgraced MI6 officer. That's the equivalent of the CIA from the Brits. So disgraced that the FBI said, you know what, he's unreliable. We can't use him. But the Clinton campaign, Barack Obama, Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, decided, you know what, we'll take that disgraced guy that the FBI, even Comey's FBI said, we can't rely on him anymore. They let him go. And he said, we're going to take his information, or we're going to have him create information and use him as a stooge in our little Ponzi scheme with the American people to make them believe the lie, the lie, the lie, until finally the lie drops in somebody's lap. And guess who we think the Ponzi is going to be? Donald Trump. But you know what? Donald Trump doesn't make a very good Ponzi, a very good patsy, because he fights back. And what he did more than anything is he fought back by saying, you know what? I don't believe the media. You're a bunch of fakes and frauds. And you know why he could do that? Because he knew he had never colluded with Russians in any way. Neither did anybody around him, at least not on his behalf. And we all know this. There is nothing new here. I can't tell you anything more. You could go listen to any radio show you want right now. You have my permission because I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know. And here's how you know it. You knew it in your freaking common sense. You knew it. You've heard enough to make you go. It's like Jussie Smollett. Okay.
Yeah, it was negative 19 degrees in Chicago, and these two pro-Trump and, you know, anti-Hillary, anti-gay, anti-black, empire-watching rednecks wearing MAGA paraphernalia who happen to have a noose and bleach on them targeted me because they recognized me from a show that no white dude even dare. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say white people don't watch it, but they certainly wouldn't recognize that chump.
By the way, I don't know if you guys know this. Okay, I'm going to go off subject for just a bit. Jussie Smollett speaks very proudly of his mother having been a Black Panther. He was, by the way, I don't believe it. I don't believe the story, but he says she was a Black Panther. And so he was supposedly raised by a domestic terrorist. Now, my dad told me he was in the Black Panthers, got out when he saw a shootout. I don't know if that's true or not, because my dad was a liar as well. But Smollett's father was Jewish. Are you aware of this? Nobody talks about that. Why don't they mention his Jewish heritage? This dude is Lenny Kravitz. Jewish and Black. And nobody talks about, all they talk about is his Black struggle. They don't talk about his Jewish struggle. Is he still a victim if he's a Jew? Anyway, I want to go back to this story I'm talking about, which is the Democrats trying to use Christopher Steele, this dossier. Cambridge-educated former MI6 office who wrote about extensive allegations against Donald Trump, various people associated with the Trump campaign, various Russians and foreign nationals, and a variety of companies, including one called Webzilla. And those allegations became part of an FBI investigation that would be used to apply for FISA warrants. And those FISA warrants allowed the government of the United States, Barack Obama's government, to then spy on people associated with Trump. And thank goodness Admiral Rogers went to Donald Trump and said, "You're being spied on." And that broke it all open when Donald Trump said, "Barack Obama has wiretapped me." And that's when the Democrats went in the biggest form of DEFCON you can have, because it was over at that point. They were toast. Trump knew, and he was president. During his deposition, Steele was pressed on the methods that he used to verify the allegations made about Webzilla, which was thought to be used by the Russians to hack into the Democratic emails. When asked if he discovered anything of relevance concerning Webzilla during the verification process, Steele said this: "We did. It was an article I have got here, which was posted on July 29th of 2009 on something called CNN iReport." I don't have any particular knowledge of that, Steele said, when asked what was his understanding of how the iReport website worked. So this is a guy who says, "Oh, I found an article. That article verified what I wanted. What I was told to write about." They asked if he understood that the content on the site was not generated by CNN reporters. Not that that would matter, because they're just as fake news as anybody else. But he says, "I did not know that." He was then asked, "Do you understand that they have no connections to any CNN reporters?" And he says, "I do not know that." He was pressed on this further: "Do you understand that CNN iReports are or were nothing more than random individuals' assertions on the internet?" And he replied, "No, I obviously presumed that if it's on a CNN site, that it must be some kind of a CNN status, albeit that it may be an independent person posting on the site. But here's what's most interesting to me. It doesn't matter who says it. If I write something on my website, 'Kevin Jackson said this,' as much as you may trust and believe in the things that I say, I always caveat everything that I tell you by saying, check it out for yourself." So if you're putting together a dossier against a man who's running for president, you've been asked to do this, and you're going to be fair about it, you're going to go check the sources. As I said in the previous segment, Steele had no intention of checking the sources. He didn't care. If you want to know if your butt looks big, and you Google that on the internet and you find out that it doesn't, if the dress doesn't make your butt look big, you're going to go with the story. You're not going to go, "Let me find stories that validate that my butt looks big." That's just human nature, the way things work. And sadly, the people that supposedly hold themselves to some sort of a standard, the media, etc., they don't care. They ran with it. Let me ask you, do you think of all the investigative reporters that are out there that could have been checking on the Steele story and all these other things, do you think for one second these people said, "Let's really do a fine-tooth verification of this"? Do I need to remind you of the story of the guy from the Netherlands or wherever, or I don't know, New Zealand, who was faking all these stories, just creating them out of the blue? There's an entire movie about a guy like this. I watched it. And a new editor comes in and he's reading these stories and he's going, "This doesn't make sense." And they're pressing this reporter, "Who are your sources?" "I can't tell you my sources. You know I can't tell you that. You know I can't tell you that."
They can't tell you that because those sources don't exist. These stories are figments of their imagination. What Christopher Steele did was a figment of a paycheck. Somebody said, we will pay you X amount of money, do this. And then all the powers that be, the people who believe the ends justifies the means, came along and said, now we've got our story. Let's go. We've got our lie. Let's go find our culprit. And that culprit was supposed to be Donald Trump. So they asked us, Steele, about his methodology for searching for his information. He described it as what we would call an open source search, which he defined as where you go into the internet and you access material that is available on the internet that is of relevance or reference to the issue at hand or the person under consideration. So he did a cattle call. Anybody got something on Donald Trump and Russian collusion? Yeah, hey, here's something. Here's something we fabricated, created. Don't worry about verifying it. It's on a CNN site, right? So what? It's iCNN. So, I mean, and even if it was something there, what would a good person do, a person who was looking for the truth? He would have gone into that story further and said, let me investigate. Let me find out who this is. Let me interview that. Look, I'm not an investigative reporter. Let me stop. I'm not an investigative reporter. But I've seen them. I've seen how they work. I watched House of Cards. You remember Chloe? I watched Chloe. I watched her dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And I watched how they went and flew and met with people. And I said to myself, that's journalism. I'm not good at that. I'm not going to go around wasting my time trying to figure out the story, getting threatened by so-and-so and pushed in front of the subway. Not me. Steele said his dossier contained raw intelligence that he admitted could contain untrue, even deliberately false information, and yet your Justice Department, the Comey-led FBI department, that was also reporting to Attorney Generals Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, who are reporting to the president, who says, keep me in touch, they all knew exactly what you just learned right there. Nothing new under the sun. I haven't told you anything you didn't already know. You know in your own common sense what's happened here, folks. And the only question we should be asking ourselves is, why is not 15, at least 15 people involved in this in prison? Why is it that Mueller has gone after the most innocent people on the planet in order to put them in jail and give some sort of feeling that maybe Trump did something wrong? Why isn't he going after
the
right people?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, let me give you a bit of news that you may not have heard, but you're probably thinking, and that is John McCain is a piece of crap. Oh, I know, Kevin, he just died recently. Let's let sleeping dogs lie. Yeah, sleeping dogs. That's what he was. This is a man who lived far too long on his war record. Do any research you want on John McCain. You're going to find out he was an admiral's kid who took advantage of that, rose through the ranks, and became a fighter pilot. I think he wrecked three planes or something like that. Would have gotten anybody else kicked out of the Navy. but not John McCain. As Trump said, he was one of the stupid ones that got shot down. Now, I don't like that comment because pilots got shot down in Vietnam because it was a very difficult thing. But McCain, given his record, he was a stupid pilot. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Why do we put kid gloves on things? Look, there's a lot of things McCain probably did well. His daughter, his youngest daughter, seems to love him. I don't hear any other McCain kids doting on John McCain except his daughter, Megan. And she jumps on Trump, you know, after he tweets that John McCain is not that big of a deal. And remember when Trump said that during the campaign and everybody thought, oh, he's going to walk that back. He's, you know, messing with a vet and all this other stuff. And McCain tried to get all sanctimonious about it. Let me tell you something. John McCain was a piece of crap soldier. I applaud anybody for serving. I really do. But it isn't something I wouldn't have done. I wasn't born during a time of war. I was too old for the Desert Storm and all that stuff. My career would have been over. But I have no problem serving. And I don't think there's anybody listening to my radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, that doubts that. I've trained these guys. I'm talking about I've trained the most elite people on the planet in terms of personal warfare. So if you don't think I can train these guys, I certainly could have been one of them. You know, I just didn't go that route. I look at the same with police officers. They deal with stuff day to day. Some of them would have happily gone that route. It had that opportunity occurred, or, you know, who knows? Everybody can't be a soldier, can't be a military person. McCain, it was in his blood. I don't know why he did it, but he wasn't a very good one. And then he did the same thing. He ruled with an iron fist in Arizona. I swear, man, I'll be blunt. I'm glad the guy's gone because now you can get rid of that legacy, all these people that were hangers-on in fear of this man. Let me tell you something. I don't fear any person, politician, individual, nothing. You are not going to get fear into me. We all got to die someday, and my day is coming. But let me tell you, I won't go down like a chump. Not at all. And I think Donald Trump feels the same way. That's why he challenged McCain. He's like, look, you can live on that memory of him being a prisoner of war and all that in the glorified stories, but we know what fake news is. We know what fake legacies are. Look at how just think of how what's going to get reported about Barack Obama, about Michelle Obama, his administration. I didn't have any scandals in my administration. How do you believe that? This is nonsense. And then what do we learn? John McCain, who can't win an election, and by the way, I don't blame him for losing against Obama. That was a difficult thing to do. But you know what? He didn't put up a fight. He was Mr. Magnanimous. Yeah, you know, let's not bring up, you know, his religion, and let's not bring up his past, and, you know, and Sarah Palin. Yeah, I mean, everything he could do to lose that election, he did. He handed that election to Obama. Could he have beaten him? Probably not. But he didn't even put up a fight. And then, you know what he does? He's vindictive and jealous. So then he decides, you know what? I couldn't win. I'm not going to let Donald Trump win. Donald Trump tweeted this. He says, so indeed, just proven in court papers, last in his class, Annapolis John McCain, that sent the fake dossier to the FBI and media, hoping to have it printed before the election, he and the Dems working together failed, as usual. Even the fake news refused this garbage. That was a tweet from Trump about it. And he went on to say, spreading the fake and totally discredited dossier is unfortunately a very dark stain against McCain. Ken Starr, former independent counsel, said that. And Trump went on to say he had far worse stains than this, including thumbs down on repeal and replace after years of campaigning on repeal and replace. And you know why he didn't do it? He didn't do it because he wanted to thumb his nose at Donald Trump. I don't give a crap about John McCain. If you love the guy, so be it. I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other. But if you think you're going to make me feel guilty about talking about this, as far as I'm concerned, a traitor to the American people, you can kiss my black behind. Because let me tell you something. I know a traitor when I smell one. I know a traitor when I see one. We want to give these guys so much. John McCain, look. I don't care if he was a good military man, bad military man. I appreciate his military service. But when he started serving this country, as a senator, he served it not in the interest of what was best for the American people, not even what was best for the citizens of Arizona. He served it for his own personal self-indulgence. That's what he served for. You can debate me. Happy to have you call me and debate me on it. 844-551-8255. I'm not going to treat you with kid gloves because I know McCain's record and I know it cold. So you want to bring it, bring it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I will tell you what John McCain did, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire over what you think that John McCain did. Because yeah, we got all the glorified stories. Oh, John McCain, John McCain. John McCain was a scumbag in every way. And I'm going to tell you, don't even get involved in his personal stuff. I'm talking about his marriage and all these other things. Don't get involved in that because it gets even worse. See, I don't have a problem with McCain it being a bad military guy. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, he served. I'm sure in some cases he did some good things. But what I have a problem with is when he comes back and he brings that so-called maverick attitude back and he's supposed to be helping us. And for the record, I don't care whether he considers himself a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, or a conservative. He campaigned on the idea of repeal and replace. He told the people what he was going to do, and then he didn't do it. And let me tell you, that's what he did with his troops. See, that's a guy who's selfish. You can't fool me on what you do in this life and then try to tell me, you know, Kevin, this is what I did in my past. You're supposed to learn from your past. If McCain sold out his troops or didn't do things right in his past, he's supposed to make amends by doing the right thing, becoming a person of honor, and living up to what he said. And he had that vote. He was a swing vote, and I remember it. He was just like, I'll see what I want to do. I don't know. And then finally, when it came down to it, he said, I'll screw over Donald Trump. He didn't even think about it as, I'm screwing over my constituents. I'm going against the very thing that I ran on. I'm going against my own character. He didn't do that. You want to make that guy your hero? Make him your hero. I don't have heroes like that. I have heroes who say, do what they say. And I mean, do what they say they're going to do and do it. Those are my heroes. Donald Trump is right in criticizing him. He was right when he called him a fraud, whatever he said about him, his record. He was right about that, even though I wouldn't have used that, because as I said earlier, pilots that got shot down were good pilots. John McCain just wasn't one of them. He was a bad pilot who got himself shot down. And I want to, as I go back and I look at these rhinos, these people that have infected our government, they're just pus oozing boils in government that Donald Trump is saying, let's cut them out or let's treat them and get them out of here, because they're pus oozing boils that need to be out of this government. They're that disgusting. In fact, I feel bad because I want to, you know, do something for pus oozing boils when I talk about these guys, because I feel sorry for pus oozing boils. I don't want to say that anymore. People are like, who, Kevin? Stop. Oh, man. Jeb Bush says he wants somebody to challenge Trump in 2020. Hey, Jeb, I have a suggestion. What about you? You want Trump to have a challenger? Give him one. Become one. Make Trump. You already had a shot at him, and you had $100 million in the bank when you started, and everybody just shoehorned you in. But what happened, Jeb? You know what happened? People started looking at the Bushes, and then they went, you know what? Maybe we don't need a third one. Well, I'm going to tell you something else. We didn't need a first one. We didn't need a second one. And for you leftists listening to the program who say, oh, man, Kevin, you guys always didn't go back and talk about Bush. How about now? How about we talk about him now? Jeb Bush wants a challenger for Donald Trump for one reason and one reason only. He needs a big brother to come in and beat up bad Donald Trump, who kicked his butt. That's what he wants. And you know what? He can't rely on his big brother, George. And he can't rely on Daddy, even if Daddy was alive and in his prime, because Donald Trump would have cleaned the clock with both of those stooges. So there you go. Enough of this, you know, this idolatry over these has-been hacks. Donald Trump's the man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.